Off the coast of Mexico late last night, an 8.2 magnitude earthquake, the southern state of Oaxaca, was hardest hit.
Local government says at least 60 people are dead, and that number is likely to rise.
Ariane lives in Oaxaca City. She described the damage to the region.
Varias casas se derrumbaron.
Various houses crumbled. In fact, the village where my grandma lives had 20 houses that also crumbled. And in Juchitán, most of the municipal building was destroyed.
The town of Juchitán is where much of the focus is now. Its hospital has collapsed. Eduardo Mendoza manages an aid organization, Direct Relief Mexico. He's in Mexico City, and he's trying to figure out how to get emergency supplies to Juchitán.
Some of the roads, I mean, it depends on the communities. The Juchitán region seems to be devastated, so I expect that those roads are a little bit more complicated, especially considering that there's been a lot of rain over the last couple of days, and we have a hurricane about to hit in eastern Mexico this evening and early tomorrow morning.
Juchitán is a city, I guess it's on the Pacific coast of Oaxaca. Do you know it at all? Have you been there? What can you tell us about Juchitán?
Well, Juchitán is on the southern coast of Oaxaca. It's located close to different resorts. However, it seems to be a working-class town. It's about 70,000 people, so it's relatively large. And if, you know, most of the buildings were collapsed, then many of the residents, you know, they're going to be living in shelters.
I've seen some video taken in Juchitán, and there seem to be a lot of corrugated metal roofs that have come off their buildings. There do appear to be some scenes of terrible devastation in the town.
Yeah, that's correct. Mexico City, where it also affected, didn't really suffer much damage, but, you know, Mexico City has had laws that have been able to create regulations that reinforce the buildings. Unfortunately, these communities that are a little bit more rural don't actually have those regulations enforced as strictly, and then you have these results.
What is your organization, Direct Relief Mexico? What's it trying to do now?
Direct Relief garners medical donations and donations from the United States and within Mexico to provide medical assistance to groups that are providing health services. Especially now, we want to make sure that the facilities have enough resources to provide the services that they need.
And what is the Mexican government doing at this stage?
The Mexican government is doing an incredible job. They're coordinating different committees and different sub-regions. Much like FEMA, they've got a National Civil Protection Agency that coordinates locally. And so they do have a good communications mechanism. And we're actually in the process of connecting with them to make sure that they understand that we have medical resources at our disposal that are ready to be mobilized.
Mr. Mendoza, as you said, this earthquake came as Mexico was preparing for Hurricane Katia, which is expected to make landfall in your country tomorrow. Does the quake complicate planning for the hurricane, or does planning for the hurricane complicate getting supplies to the earthquake-affected area?
I think vice versa. This will be, obviously, with more rain, it'll complicate the logistics and the mobilization of resources throughout the country due to, you know, mudslides and heavy rains. So we hope that it doesn't affect the region, but I mean, it's a large storm.
Eduardo Mendoza, General Manager of Direct Relief Mexico in Mexico City. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.